Praise the Lord. Hello, thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Reverend Daniel Hathorn of Redemption Ground Bible Church, where Jesus is Lord and the truth makes us free. We are coming to you from KTTP 1110 on your AM dial. Brothers and sisters, I am a man sent by the will of the Father and called by Jesus Christ to be a soldier of the cross. And I have been empowered from on high in a Pentecostal experience to bear witness to the truth that will make you free from the law of sin and death. The only way we can be free from the law of sin and death is to be free from our sin nature. And the only way to be free from our sin nature is to be dead. Salvation is freedom from our sin nature to serve the living God. And that, my brothers and sisters, is what Jesus Christ came to this earth for. He did not come here to make us rich. He did not come to heal us. He did not come to give us high self-esteem, etc., etc. These can all be byproducts of what He did for those who accept His sacrifice. But what Jesus came for is to die in our place, suffering the punishment we so justly deserve, so that we could be free from our sin nature to serve His divine nature inside of us in holiness and righteousness. It is only as we serve the living Word in us by doing His will that our standing of righteousness by faith is turned into a state of righteousness in holiness and the power of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 6:33 commands us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. That is, to serve Jesus inside of us as Lord, which transforms our standing of righteousness into a state of righteousness by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 6:3 declares to us that as many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into His death. Romans 6:7, He that is dead is freed from sin. That is the sin nature. Galatians 2:20, we are crucified with Christ. That is, our sin nature died with Christ. My beloved brothers and sisters, all these scriptures apply to our standing as soon as we place our faith in the blood sacrifice of Jesus. But we must begin to serve Jesus and continue serving Him as Lord by doing the Father's will to maintain our standing of righteousness. And our faith must only be in our death with Jesus Christ on the cross, and it must ever remain there or we will lose our salvation, the ability to serve Jesus as Lord. If our faith does not remain in the death of the sin nature with Christ, the resurrected Christ cannot live His resurrected sinless life through us, which is our eternal life. This one faith that we are crucified with Christ is a spiritual law of faith that exchanges or transfers our sin nature onto Christ as He was dying for us and imparts His divine nature into our very being when we believe or put our faith in the sacrifice He paid for us on the cross. But if we violate this law of faith by placing our faith in any other thing, our sin nature will revive, making it impossible to serve Jesus as Lord. And the divine nature of the resurrected Christ inside of us will die. Hence, we will lose our salvation from our sin nature. This one faith in the death of our sin nature with Christ on the cross and the law of faith which it operates under is also referred to in James 1:25 as the perfect law of liberty. This perfect law of liberty frees us to do the Father's will. When we place our faith in the cross, the law of faith or law of liberty frees us to do the good works which Ephesians 2:10 declares we were created in Christ for. In other words, by faith that we are crucified with Christ, the Holy Spirit empowers the divine nature of the resurrected Christ inside of us to do the good works that we are foreordained to walk in. It is the doing of these works by Christ inside of us that causes us suffering and transforms us into the image of Christ. The law of liberty in this one faith makes us free to line up our will with the Father's will and then yield our bodies to the resurrected Christ inside of us, freeing Him to do the Father's will. Without this one faith, we violate the law of faith and we cannot be free to obey the Father's will or yield our bodies to Christ inside of us. Thus, we choke Jesus or bind Jesus inside of us from doing the Father's will. With Jesus choked to death or bound inside of us, our sin nature is revived and we are again ruled by our sin nature with no ability to obey God or do good works, even if we will to do good works, because the sin nature is more powerful than our will, and the Holy Spirit will not help us if we violate the law of faith. Brothers and sisters, if you have been lured away from this one faith in the cross, repent and come back to the cross before it's too late. The time is running out. Let us pray from 1 Corinthians 1, 4-8. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank You for the grace of God which You gave us in Your Son through faith that we are crucified with Him. I pray that we would be enriched by His resurrected sinless nature in all utterance and all knowledge of Christ's sacrifice for us, even as the testimony of Christ living through us is confirmed in us, so that we come short in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm us crucified to the end, that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This is Redemption Ground Bible Church, and you can reach us at 1418 Park Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301, or you can call us at 318-484-9800. God bless you.